C-75. McCarthy Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. In the small hours of the night, Dan went upstairs to get a drink from the refrigerator. He didn't bother switching on the kitchen light, which was why he noticed a light outside the back door. Intrigued, he opened the door and stepped out. Several thoughts went through his mind, with the worst being that he would find one or more intruders sneaking around. He didn't think of this until the door was already open, but fortunately the fear was quickly proven to be unfounded. The light was coming from Emma's place, from a large, motion-activated floodlight above her back door. "Dan?" she said, responding quietly to the sound of the door, no louder than necessary in the silence of the night. He walked over to the high white fence. Their houses were around 10 meters apart, with two driveways and a flower bed in between, but at the back of their homes, only this fence separated the properties. The light from next door was enough to illuminate the recently reinvigorated vegetable plot on Dan's side of the fence, as well as the new stone pathway in the middle of the relayed lawn, leading to a shiny new tool shed built on the site of the rickety and leaky old one, which had stood for decades. "What are you doing out at this time?" he asked through the fence. It struck him as the obvious question.
"Couldn't sleep," Emma said. "I thought I might as well look at the stars instead of my bedroom ceiling. What about you?"
"Are you asking if I'd rather be looking at your bedroom ceiling?" Dan deadpanned. Emma laughed heartily.
"Oh, Dan, Dan, Dan. When did you learn to tell jokes like that?"
"It's really weird talking through a fence," he said, focusing on the suddenly dominant thought in his mind rather than on Emma's previous comment.
"Do you want to come round to talk for real?"
Emma asked.
"I don't have to be up early tomorrow."
"What do you want to talk about?"
"Hold on until I check my list of topics," she said, laughing again. "I don't know, Dan, just whatever. It feels like I'd barely seen you recently until this Kerguelen thing, and now it's like that's all there is. We didn't always need there to be something to talk about, did we?"
"Kerguelen is a big deal, Emma. Everyone is getting distracted by Teemo and Namtso and all that stuff, but the messengers are coming back. They're coming back soon."
"I hope so. At least it'll give us something new to talk about," Emma said.
There was only a hint of a chuckle in her voice this time, and Dan didn't really know how to read it. "I'm going to go back inside," he said. "It's freezing out here. Don't stay out too long, okay?" Emma looked up again at the stars overhead, imagining what it would look like when they did come back, and especially if they came down with their craft uncloaked.
"Can you imagine if their craft?"
Her question was interrupted by Dan's door closing behind him as he re-entered the kitchen.
"Night, Dan," she sighed.